13:32 4BU, the big brekkie with Daniel Fleetwood Mac, and Say You Love Me at 8:40. Nice to be with you this morning. Don't forget those school zones. They're in effect until 9 o'clock. Partly cloudy today at a top of 25. And joining me in the studio is Councillor Vince Haberman from Bundaberg Regional Council. Councillor, good morning.
Good morning, Dan. Great to be here.
Thank you very much for your time. I guess the first question that I ask not only you but other councillors as well is just to get to know you. What part of council do you do? What do you look after?
My area is Division 7, mm-hmm. which is an area, well, if we start from the corner of DeKelvin Street and Walker Street, we go down Walker Street to the railway line, then down the railway line to Maynard Street to Barolan Street, out as far as Thomason's Road,
okay.
out at Alloway, yep. and then following that through Clayton Road, Woodward Road, back to the highway, mm-hmm. and then back to Childers Road,
yep.
and going back to where we started on the corner of DeKelvin Street and Walker Street.
So that's a fair area you got to cover.
Yeah, all areas geographically, you know, are different, mm-hmm. but all areas, or when they last did the reallocation,
yep.
All had roughly the same number of registered citizens there.
Okay.
Also, I've got the sport and recreation and facilities portfolio.
So do you have any time for yourself by the sounds of it?
Not a lot.
Of course, we know you, with Trevor on the sideline view on a Saturday as well, looking after a number of sports as well.
Yeah, yeah. Council obviously comes first, yeah. and that's a big commitment. I'm on the job I'm in the office every day,
yep.
and available 24/7,
yep.
and lots of other events and things to go to, yep. as well,
yeah, of course.
At night time and on weekends, but yep. all part of the job and all... trying to do the job to the best of my ability.
Now, obviously, the big news overnight, Bundaberg Brewed Drinks taking out a pretty prestigious award. This was, when I woke up this morning, I sort of got a bit of a nudge from the wife last night saying, have a look at this, it's on the Premier's Facebook page. And I just went, wow, well, that's what we're going to be talking about this morning.
Queensland Exporter of the Year. And what an iconic Bundaberg product and facility. Congratulations. Well, Cliff Fleming was the founding father. Yep. of Bundaberg Brewed Drinks. He stepped back a little bit in recent years, and his son-in-law, John McLean, is now the general manager, and they just do great things. Mm. It's all over the world now. Yeah. Very popular, and an award very well received. And, yeah. of course, they're doing their massive multi-million dollar redevelopment,
yes.
out on K McDuff Drive, and if you drive past there, it's exciting.
It's huge.
It's huge.
It's going to be massive, isn't it?
And, it's just all good as well for the future.
Yeah, indeed. So well done to the team there. Now, applications are open for Australia Day events. This is for not-for-profit organisations to apply to be part of the Australia Day events, but time is running out. So I guess if you've been sitting on it for a little while, it's best to probably do it now. But what's involved?
Yeah, hosting Council's official Australia Day event, which the last few years has been at Neilson Park and conducted each of the last 3 years by Daybreak Rotary.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done an absolutely brilliant job. But each year, expressions of interest go out there for any community groups to conduct that event on behalf of Council,
yep.
and be paid for running that event.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you do want to put in an application, there's a little bit of information required and a bit of planning. So hopefully if you're going to do it, you are in the advanced stages. But you can ring the council events team on 1300 883 699. But remembering those applications close tomorrow, Friday, at the end of business tomorrow. Also, the Australia Day Awards.
Yes.
Those nominations for those are going to be called for very shortly, and they'll be invited to be submitted over the period of the next 6 or 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
There's 4 awards presented each year: Citizen of the Year, Senior Citizen of the Year, Junior Citizen of the Year, and Community Group or Event of the Year. So please just encourage anyone who knows... you know, people worthy of those awards to please put in a nomination when they are open very shortly.
there are a number of jobs that I don't think I'd like to do, and one of those would be on the judging panel for, you know, trying to find a local citizen of the year, because there's so many wonderful people in our region who do wonderful things.
There are, and that's the disappointing thing, that, you know, there's only one winner in each category and there's so many absolute community champions out there.
Councillor Vince Haberman joins us this morning. Now, works are being done in Bagara, so Councillor, if you wouldn't mind just telling us what is actually being done and how long these works will actually take.
Yeah, it's an upgrades to the Bagara Esplanade car park, a project of about $140,000, construction of new parking spaces, pathways, drainage and associated landscaping. Work is already underway and will be conducted during the weekdays and on Saturdays, during the hours of 6 to 5 p.m. and weather permitting, that will be finished within 6 weeks or so.
Right. Okay. Now, also in your area, there is some construction projects being done. You want to tell us about those?
Well, the big one, the new Bundaberg Aquatic Centre, next to the Recreation Precinct in Walker Street. Construction of that will finally commence this Monday. So that's exciting. It is a lot of money, but it is a really exciting project, which is going to bring an international aquatic facility to Bundaberg. And, you know, there's already been talk of training camps and that in the lead up to the Brisbane Olympics, and it will be a state of the art facility, which is something Bundaberg can be very proud of.
Yep, indeed. And also, you're part of your portfolio with some events as well. So tell us about some events that are coming up.
Yeah, just quickly, a few other things happening within Division 7. There's been a new footpath in Wiley Street, Thabeeban.
Yep.
Road widening and upgrade works on Thabeeban Street. So a few things in the Thabeeban area. Also Mickelson Park and playground upgrades, continuing water, network upgrades throughout the region just about every week.
Yep.
Bus shelter upgrades. So things going on. There's a lot more things on the books and things that we would like to get on the books.
Yep.
But it's all in the process.
Don't you love that word, process? It is a wonderful word.
It's in
the process.
Can't do everything at once,
true.
But if we can get them on the list, they will come up. Yep. Now, of course, in sport, we've had lots of great events recently, including the Bulldogs and Cowboys game.
Yep.
We've got the Bulldogs playing here again for the next 2 years. We'll find out when the draw is released within the next few weeks, the date for next year's game and who that will be against. Also, the Be Active, Be Alive Spring program runs from the 17th of October to the 10th of December at the pools and parks throughout the region. That's a free program. Mm-hmm. I encourage people to get involved in that. It is a very popular program. Of course, we've also just had recently the Netball Queensland Primary Schools Cup, the Queensland Schools Rowing Championships, and the Queensland Little Athletics Spring Carnival. Other events we've got, big events coming up in Bundaberg, the City of Charms Swimming Carnival from the 18th to the 20th of November, the Bundaberg Cycling Spectacular, which brings international riders on the 25th and 26th of November, the Queensland Junior Lawn Bowls Championships at the Burnett and Across the Waves Bowls Club, and that will be from the 15th to the 20th of January. We've got the Bundaberg Touch Cup again happening in February, so all the information on that will be released shortly. We've also got the Queensland Cricket Schools 13 to 15-year-old championships from the 27th to the 1st of December, and the Bulls Masters will be doing a visit. That's the cricket. Mm-hmm. Will be doing their visit. They have been here for the past 5 years,
yep.
and they'll be back one more time in February next year. So
that's a full calendar.
It certainly is. And there's lots of community events happening as well, including the Milby Festival, an immersive 10-day program of events celebrating local arts, culture, environment, and the Milby, which of course is a turtle symbolic of the Bundaberg region. Some of the events happening there, some of these events are free.
Yep.
Some of these are ticketed events, but if you go on to the Bundaberg region Facebook or website, you'll be able to get details of all these. The Milby Festival Sunset Launch on the 28th of October at 5 p.m. at Neilson Park. Some of the other events happening. Also, we've got the Milby Ball on the 5th of November. But there's a list of about 20 different things happening over that 10 days. So go on there and pick which ones you'd like to go to. And then a little bit further away, we've got Christmas 22 happening again with the Bauble Dining, the Merry and Bright in Botanic Gardens, Christmas on Bauble Street in Bus Park, and also great to see this year Bethlehem Live will be back over the road here at Central State School in, I think it's 15th to the 18th of December. So lots of things to look forward to.
Plenty on the calendar, as I mentioned. Hard to believe that Christmas is just around the corner. Councillor Vince Haberman, really do appreciate your time.
Thank you.